USA News. I'm Lance Pry. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded Hollywood movie trailer-style video announced this morning. Although a few Democrats have announced their run too, no debates are scheduled between Democrat candidates. Over on the GOP side, former President Trump was the first to jump in, with over 1,800 registered voters asked a week ago by a Harvard Caps Harris poll. They said they favor Trump over Biden 45% to 40%. Jim McLaughlin, partner at McLaughlin & Associates on Fox News, explains why he thinks the numbers are leaning this way.
And the main reason for Donald Trump's surge over the last couple months, he's talking issues. And when people see in hindsight, they look at those issues that they care about, they're saying, I was doing a lot better when Donald Trump was president versus Joe Biden.
Families with children, the elderly, and people with medical conditions will be prioritized on Royal Air Force flights leaving from an airfield near the capital of Khartoum today. UK officials says it started contacting British nationals in Sudan. Around 4,000 UK citizens are thought to be in Sudan, and 2,000 of them have already requested help. Rival military factions agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire starting at midnight last night local time. That seems to be holding. At least 400 people have been killed in fighting since April 15th. President Biden honored the nation's teachers at the White House yesterday.
The president, joined by the First Lady and Secretary of Education, hosted the 2023 Teachers of the Year, who represented every state in U.S. territory.
You teachers hold the kite strings and lift our national ambitions aloft. You really do. Just imagine if we didn't have great teachers in this country.
Biden also took the opportunity to call for gun safety legislation, saying teaching should not be a life-threatening job. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A couple TV network talking heads got the axe yesterday from their employers.
Two major commentators are out of their respective networks in a huge shakeup Monday. First, Fox News made this announcement.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
Then just minutes later, Don Lemon tweeted that CNN was terminating him. Tucker Carlson was Fox News' top-rated host with an audience of over 3 million viewers per night. Lemon has come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist. I'm Skip Kelly.
ESPN's Adam Schefter says it's officially official. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the New York Jets. The biggest trade of the NFL offseason went down with the Jets, sending their 2023 first-round pick, second-round pick, sixth-round pick, and a conditional 2024 second-round pick to Green Bay in exchange for Rodgers. Back at the start of the new year, USA officials convinced Ukrainian commanders to hold fire on plans for a counterstrike to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion.
A report from the Washington Post cites leaked NATO documents that turned up since February. Ukraine's intelligence service was preparing for mass strikes on the anniversary, according to a National Security Agency report in the leaks. American officials were reportedly worried about escalating the war, and Ukraine called off the planned strike. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.